Eric Allen here inside our Florham Park studios, and we're now joined by former Jets standout receiver Keyshawn Johnson. Key, what did you think about the Green and White's addition of Brandon Marshall?
I know it was great. I really like the fact that they got a veteran guy that still has some years left under him, in new coaching regime. They understand that was one of the weaknesses to the Jets, is having a big play receiver that could make plays down the stretch for them. And I thought they did a pretty good job in terms of going out there and giving up a fifth-round pick for him. I mean, you don't want to say it was nothing, because it is a fifth-round pick, and a lot of fifth-round picks have made hay in this league and played a very long time. But in the grand scheme of things, for a guy like Marshall, a fifth-round pick isn't anything.
Yeah, and they did get a seventh-round pick in return from the Chicago Bears. Keyshawn, what has made Brandon so productive over the years?
Well, I think, you know, number one, his will to be good. Secondly, his physical presence and his toughness. Third, his ability to understand the passing game and to just know that, hey, if you give me the opportunities, I can make the plays. And that's something that he's been doing ever since they drafted him up in Denver. Now, he's been on two different other teams other than the Denver Broncos, but in this day and age, in the National Football League, other than a franchise quarterback that was drafted years ago, people move around. So I'm not surprised to see that he's on his fourth team.
Do you like the way he plays the game, considering the way you played it back in your day as well, the competitive zeal that Brandon brings to the field?
No, I do. I think he's a physical presence. He's a no-nonsense, all-business type guy, and I like that approach. Very physical, dominating. He can hit a home run on you from time to time, and he also can, you know, play underneath game if he needs to.
And what kind of advantages can the Jets now have when they're inside the 20, having a big target like Brandon Marshall inside the red zone?
I think it's a huge, huge advantage. I don't know when the last time the Jets had a receiver as big as Marshall that can deliver in the red zone.